Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, March 20th, One Take Wednesday. This is also Barbara Morgan's birthday. Happy birthday, Barbara. Barbara works as a part-time secretary for Wayne in the pastor's office. She retired from her ministry here and now is back to help out part-time. Barbara, we're so grateful for your ministry to us and to the church, and we pray God's blessing on you today. In Luke's Gospel, we're in chapter 22. We are continuing toward Jesus' death and resurrection. In Luke chapter 22, we'll begin in verse 39, and we'll go through verse 53. Then we'll move over to the Psalms, and we're in Psalm 147 today. We'll do the second half of Psalm 147, which continues to extol us to praise the Lord for his work in creation. In Luke's Gospel, you'll remember that the context is that Jesus has just instituted the Lord's Supper with his disciples, and then they get in an argument about which one of them is going to be the greatest. And then finally, Peter's denial is foretold. Jesus tells him, "You're going to deny me," and he can hardly believe it. After the meal, Jesus then goes to the Mount of Olives, and this is where we find him today. We'll also see that Judas betrays the Lord into the hands of sinners, starting in verse 39. "And he came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. And when he came to the place, he said to them, 'Pray that you may not enter into temptation.' And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, saying, 'Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.' And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said to them, 'Why are you sleeping? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation.' While he was still speaking, there came a crowd, and the man called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He drew near to Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, 'Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?' And when those who were around him saw what would follow, they said, 'Lord, shall we strike him with a sword?' And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, 'No more of this,' and he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests and officers of the temple and the elders who had come out against him, 'Have you come out against a robber with swords and clubs? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness.'" Oh man, this is a really difficult passage. Several things that stood out to me in verse 40. Jesus asked the disciples to pray that they may not enter into temptation. He actually says it twice, and again in verse 46. And I thought, man, that's a really good prayer for us as well. Jesus, Lord, please help us, keep us from sin, keep us from temptation. I'm always so challenged by Jesus' voice in prayer as well. He asked the Lord to remove the cup from him, but more than anything, he says, "Not my will, but yours be done." And that's how we should end in prayer as well, or the tone of our prayer should be one of willingness to do whatever God's will is, aligning ourselves to God's purposes, which Jesus so fully did in going to the cross. Lastly, in verse 53, the power of darkness had come, and Jesus knew that he had to go to the cross. But he let the chief priests and the elders know, hey, day after day, I've been with you in the temple courts. You never arrested me there. But they wanted to arrest him in a time when no one was around, when no one would see. And it's just really interesting to think about the fact that they were going to betray the Son of Man if they had only known or realized that Jesus is the Son of God. All right, let's move on over to the Psalms. Let me cue it up here on my phone. Like I said, I'm in Psalm 147 today. We'll begin in verse 12. And these verses are about God's power in his people and in his creation. Starting in verse 12. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters frost like ashes. He hurls down his crystals of ice like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his rules. Praise the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you most of all today for Jesus, his willingness to go to the cross, even when he didn't want to. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to be a people who pray according to your will. And we ask, Lord, that you would keep us from temptation, that you would help us not to enter into sin, and that we might align ourselves with your purposes. We praise you, Lord, for the creation which reminds us of your goodness, your power, your magnificent glory. And we ask, God, that as we go forward today, that you might be pleased and praised. And we pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.